We're talking moving pension funds overseas on the Stateside Connection this week, and it's a pretty serious topic, and I fully understand that most South Africans are not thinking about moving their pension funds overseas. But here on the Stateside Connection, we try and bridge the gap between the US and South Africa, and if moving to the States is on your radar, it's something that you are seriously considering, what are the financial implications of trying to move assets overseas? And joining us on the show is a guest we had on a couple of weeks back. He's got some different info for you this time. It is not blanket information or advice for every single person. Everyone's financial situation is unique, so I do want to preface this. Darren Stephen from Callio Capital USA is sharing some facts about the processes, and it would be in your best interest to chat to a financial advisor to discuss your specific circumstances. But he brings up some interesting points for consideration tax-wise when it comes to moving those pension funds overseas. So this is part two of my interview with him.
Johannesburg, Texas sky.
The Stateside Connection with Kula.
The things to consider, though, and I've just pulled up the latest tax tables here. When you do cash in your pension or provident fund, the first 25,000 Rand will be tax-free. Okay. Thereafter, you get taxed 18% up to the point of 660,000 Rand. Now, why that's important is that if, you know, you leave the country and you come back, okay, which does happen with people.
Yeah.
When you come back, if, and then you carry on working and you get employment, when you get to the age of 55 and you want to formally retire and stay in South Africa, the tax-free portion at this stage, if you retire, I'll say it normally, 500,000 Rand is tax-free.
Wow. That's so a massive
when
difference.
It's a big difference. So if you cash in, now and you take your 25,000 Rand tax-free and you take the rest of it out, you lose that 500,000 Rand tax-free.
Yeah.
SARS will look at this and say, we're going to aggregate this. So years down the line, you've built up a new pension fund. Your tax tables start off from the amount that you cashed in many years ago. So there's that little warning of what you need to be careful of when it comes to cashing in retirements and provident funds, okay? But just to go back to the ease of it, if you've made the decision, you're going to cash in these pension funds, you can speak to, I would highly recommend you speak to, if you're going to be coming to the United States, talk to us, we'll tell you exactly what to do. But if you're going to be leaving to go to a different country, the UK, Australia, wherever it may be, talk to one of your financial advisors. Just determine exactly what the tax implications will be. Make sure that it's right for you. And the entire process, once you've left the company, if it's sitting in a preservation fund with a large company, you could, if you haven't got any issues with SARS, you could have your money paid out within the space of between 3 and 6 weeks.
Whoa. I'm so envious, but I'm so thankful that that's such good news for so many people who are in a situation where they're considering making a permanent move abroad. Because I just look at our experiences from 12 years ago, and mine, I was never in a formal employer-employee work role. I was always a freelancer, so I had my retirement annuity. But by the time I'd managed to get those funds to the USA several years later, they were worth so much less just due to the Rand dollar exchange rate. So to be able to get this done in several weeks, if you can do it that smoothly, is wonderful news for a lot of people.
It is. And, you know, that's one of the things that if you are going to be formally immigrating, okay, everything is laid out for you. You've got dual passports. There's nothing that's going to take you back to South Africa. You know, in my mind, there is a level of risk in keeping your money in the pension fund. And again, this mustn't be taken as advice.
Absolutely. Okay?
But this is just giving you some of the facts. Inside of a retirement plan. So be it a pension plan, provident plan, I guess provident plans these days will all be preservation funds because they've to a degree they've phased them out, and retirement annuities, you have something that's called Regulation 28. And it's Regulation 28 of the Pension Funds Act, okay? And inside of that, that stipulates what you may and may not invest in, as well as the levels at which you're allowed to invest and not allowed to invest in, okay? Mm-hmm. And what hurt you the most is that years ago, you were only allowed to invest a certain amount of your pension fund outside of South Africa, okay? Now, without getting too complicated, if you think of a normal unit trust in South Africa, there are certain assets. So if you look at a balanced fund, that would be, let's pick on a big name like a Coronation or an Allan Gray. Okay.
Yeah.
Those being the two biggest in South Africa, they will within that fund, they will be moving into equities like, you know, shares or property, offshore assets like Microsoft or Amazon, bonds, any commodities, etc. Now, they will be doing a lot of this for you. So a lot of people won't know what's going on behind the scenes. But within those portfolios, they can only hold up to 45% of their pension fund outside of South Africa.
Interesting.
Okay. So foreign assets may only make up 45%. So if you are 3 years down the line and you've had, you know, the rand losing against major currencies, although you could have tried to buffer it by holding 45%, you're still going to be swimming upstream, if I can say that. You're going to be struggling to maintain real currency. So that's one of the reasons that I always used to tend to not encourage too much in retirement savings with a lot of younger clients that I had, especially if I could sort of see that they were going to be moving overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of clients that say, I don't want to pay the taxes on those pension funds. Because if you've got a few million rand in there, you're going to be paying away, call it an average of like say 36% of this.
Yeah, it's a hefty amount. Yeah.
It's a hefty amount of money. So a lot of them are very reserved. And the fact is that if you don't do it and you again have made the decision to leave the country and sort of never return and move to a country like the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, wherever it may be, you need to get those assets into that country and invest it in that currency and growing there.
Yes.
In my opinion. Okay. Yeah. And to do that, you just have to bite the bullet. You've got to pay the taxes because otherwise you're going to leave this. And they're going to have the same experiences that you had. It's going to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, I mean, you know, markets, I'll put a little proviso in there that the South African JSE could just obliterate the S&P, which is the United States markets, or the MSCI, which is the global markets. It's not impossible.
Yeah.
But I don't see it as incredibly likely, or the probability is greater that the emerging markets, or that the developed markets would outperform a single emerging market like South Africa.
Darren Stephen, Wealth Manager for Kallio Capital USA. You can contact Darren through the website kalliocapital-usa.com if you would like to get hold of him. It's been great having you on the show again, Darren. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kula, and take it easy. Enjoy your Saturday, everybody.
Stay positive. 919.